Hi, news listeners. It's Tuesday and time for your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 20th of June, 2023. Here comes the best that's been going on in tech, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, we're going to start off with, you guessed it, AI. Because, you know, why not nowadays? This one, however, though, is directed towards Vimeo. Vimeo's pretty much showing off a video now, just, you know, how not to really work anymore. Even if you're the CEO of the company. Yes, yesterday, Vimeo introduced a new suite of generative AI features. And this goes right in with its video editing tools. Of course, for paying users only. And its whole aim is basically to shorten scripting and the editing process. How much shorter? Well, they say from hours to literally minutes. So yeah, Vimeo's pretty much just stuck ChatGPT API right into its video suite. In fact, in their promotional video, Vimeo CEO just says, "Hey, CEO of Vimeo needs a script." And she's just sitting there typing away, going on to say that it also wants to highlight their new AI video tools. And then she just pressed generate script. And voila, there it is. Now, as far as the video editing side, that automatic editing should remove those, you know, those pauses, you know, all the awkward moments to make it sound much more streamlined and more professional. Now again, we said this is for paying customers, so you'll need to cough up $40 a month or $240 a year for a standard plan. The new features are also hitting the platform starting July 17th. So yeah, this is kind of a neat feature for all of us content creators out there, except maybe if you're a script writer over at Vimeo. Then again, maybe your job just got easier. Just don't tell the boss. Samsung believes you have the power. The power to self-repair. Yep, they've announced their self-repair program is now available in the UK and a few other European countries too. It's taking a little bit though, you might remember it launched in the US last year. So what can you repair now on your own and hopefully not screw up? Well, users will be able to access tools and parts needed to fix supported devices, those devices being a Galaxy S20, an S21, an S22, even a Galaxy Book Pro. This is all part of Samsung wanting to extend the life cycle of their devices and encourage their users to experience the optimized performance of their Galaxy device for as long as possible. Boy, that sounds very PR-ish, doesn't it? Yeah, it should. It came direct from Samsung. They went on to say that we're committed to scaling access to our self-repair program around the world while improving the repairability of our products. Now, like we said, yep, it's in the UK now, along with Belgium, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Poland, Spain, and Sweden. As far as what you can actually repair on your device, well, we're hearing the phone screen, the back glass, and charging ports. However, though, they gave no indication on what is involved in repairing the Galaxy Book Pro or the Pro 360 laptops. And finally, things are getting serious at Reddit because hackers are now involved. Yeah, we thought we'd be done with the Reddit drama by now, but no, this thing just keeps going forward. Now it's the Black Cat ransomware group that's jumped on board the drama, and they're demanding $4.5 million in ransom and an API pricing change. That's the ransomware group that claimed responsibility for a hack on Reddit systems earlier this year. Now they want a little cash and, of course, those API policy changes that everyone's up in arms about right now. And if they don't do it, 80 gigabytes of stolen data, well, it's gonna hit the web. Now, Reddit knows about the hack. They actually said they used a sophisticated and highly targeted phishing attack that actually gained access to the internal documents and data. So chances are, if they say they got it, they probably got it. As far as Reddit commenting on this new saga and the ever-continuing drama, well, Reddit actually declined to comment. So I say we just sit back and wait and let the countdown begin. Have you got a story no one else is listening? Well, we would love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. We'd also love your support for the news show, as it's only with you and your support that we can keep doing this show day in and day out. So please consider supporting us by heading to patreon.com/BTN News Today. Also, don't forget to check out the network website, the British Tech Network at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And you can definitely come by and join the BTN community today at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up on the best that's going on in tech. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.